It is all about tennis and the French Open. And Ruby, you posed a perfectly fine question before we lost Stephen Higgins before the break about not too many shocks in the men's side of the draw, but there have been a few departures on the women's side of things. Stephen?
Yeah, this must have happened intentionally just so you could get the Chelsea news out.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
Gremlins in the tech line. Yeah, so whereas the men has gone to class, basically, on the women's side, as I said before, because it's best of three sets, it's so hard to predict. And if someone has a good, you know, a good two sets, or someone like Barbora Krejcikova, who's just coming back from injury, the defending champion, she didn't have the level that was required. She's out. One of the favourites for the tournament beyond Iga Świątek, Anja Bohr. She's been in incredible form all summer, particularly on the clay. She's out. Former champion Garbiñe Muguruza, she's out. Naomi Osaka, as you probably know, who doesn't really have much of a record on clay, she has exited and now looks like she may skip Wimbledon as well. And we've also lost Annette Kontaveit.
Three or five big names that are gone. But Emma Raducanu, she had a battling win to get through clay at her surface.
Her career is so new that it's hard to know what her surface is. It was her first main match draw win at Roland Garros. It was quite a struggle. I read a glowing report in the BBC about it. I don't think it was quite the thriller that they made out. In the second set, like genuinely just watching her, of course, I didn't see her in person of what her level was like winning the US Open. Few people had. In the second set, I wondered how she had won a Grand Slam. It was just like so many errors, so inconsistent, really lacking power. But then she kind of turned around because her 17-year-old opponent, yet another Czech brilliant player that they've developed, they just couldn't handle really the situation. She was much the better player in the second set, got broken, and eventually her level dropped. Raducanu, in fairness to her, kept fighting, turned the match around, and then comfortably won 6-1, playing very good tennis actually by the end. But again, it's very hard to see how her tournament will progress because her form beyond the US Open has been patchy.
So positive for Raducanu, but more positivity. I want to talk about Poland's Iga Świątek, who has firmly replaced the Ash Barty-sized hole at the Games Summit and went into this tournament, Stephen, on an outrageous 28-match winning streak. I mean, is this a name that we are just going to hear more and more about going forward?
Yeah, Iga Świątek is by a long way the best player in the women's game at the moment. As you say, she's now onto a 29-match winning streak, so she's coming up to Serena's record of 34, which was in 2013, and Venus's record of 35 in 2000. So if she goes on to win the title, which she won in 2020, she would beat Serena's record and equal Venus's record. She's an extraordinary player in incredible form. Oftentimes in the women's game, we talk about how many winners there could be, how many potential champions, because it's the depth is quite high. But this is a case where it'd be a surprise if Iga Świątek doesn't win, and it would kind of be up to her whether she does or not.
Obviously, that's on the women's side. The men's side looks, well, a good bit more open. Obviously, Novak Djokovic and Rafa Nadal are on the one side of the draw. You have Daniel Medvedev and Stefanos Tsitsipas on the other side. Which of the big two, as I would call them, Novak and Rafa, will get to play either Medvedev or Tsitsipas?
Well, this is the question. I think it is basically a coin toss. Coming into the tournament, Nadal had injury problems. He missed a good section of the last few months. But he apparently was brilliant in training, as Alexander Zverev tweeted about how he looked 30% better a player just immediately by turning up at Roland Garros. He was excellent in his first round, so he looks like he's ready to go. Djokovic the same. Djokovic had just won Rome coming into the tournament. Looks like the Djokovic of old. The third person in this equation is probably going to be Carlos Alcaraz, who is this phenomenon, another Spanish superstar. He's already won a number of titles this year. He's already beaten both Djokovic and Nadal this year, and he has surged into the top 10 of the sport and looks incredible. So the five-set experience is clearly with Djokovic and Nadal, but Carlos Alcaraz, and they're all in the same half, I should add. What we're looking at is possibly a quarterfinal between Djokovic and Nadal, which would be the 59th time they've played, which would be the 10th time they've played at Roland Garros, and then maybe a semi-final with the victor against Carlos Alcaraz.
I'm very jealous, Stephen, because you're off to watch Nadal tomorrow and focusing on him. Tough draw, dealing with injury issues going into this tournament. Is there a concern fitness will be his downfall more so than being outplayed on the court?
Well, we've often said this about, like, Rafael Nadal has had many periods of his career where he's had long layoffs and come back and won titles. Like the Australian Open this year, he had an 8-month layoff before he won, I think, Roland Garros one of the years. There's something about him at Roland Garros. If you think about this record again, he has won 13 championships here in all different varieties of who he's played, in different parts of form he's had, different fitness issues. If he wins it this year and he wins 14, which is already a ridiculous number, he would equal the career total of Pete Sampras of all the majors. Pete Sampras retired with 14 majors as the all-time leader. If Nadal wins the 14th here, he equals his all-time just at one tournament. I mean, he is just an obscenity at Roland Garros. He is the king of clay, the king of the Bois de Boulogne, and you can never count him out. The one person who can legitimately challenge him who's also playing well is Novak Djokovic, so we all await a mouth-watering quarterfinal.
There will be some quarterfinal if it takes place. Well, I'd say most likely to take place. Stephen Higgins, I'm sure we'll be back in touch around then or before then, but thanks a million for taking our call.